Fiona Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Housing policy and homelessness, the decision to charge and detain Lisa Smith, and concern that cervical check staff are going to leave their jobs because of the abuse they're getting from patients. Those are some of the stories on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times quotes financial advisers and consumer activists expressing disappointment at the central bank's decision to stand firm on its strict lending limits. For its lead story, the Irish Independent takes the line that the commuter belt is set to buckle under the weight of large numbers of people leaving the cities in search of more affordable homes. While the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail quotes the claim made by the housing charity Threshold that there would have been double the number of homeless people in the country, but for its interventions. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Sun and Herald all lead today with yesterday's decision to charge and detain Lisa Smith and the refusal to grant her bail at Dublin District Court. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner leads with the line that some staff members at the 15 cervical check clinics around the country have already left their jobs because of the abuse they've received from patients as a result of the recent controversy, and concern is expressed that many more may follow. Micheál Martin's criticism of Dara Murphy following his resignation as a TD is the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. Dara was on the gravy train is the headline there. Back on the front of the Examiner, meanwhile, it's reported that the former Cork North Central TD would be entitled to a pension and termination package worth €500,000. The Times carries a report on its front page today on the legal action being taken against Facebook by up to 12 content moderators in Ireland who are claiming distress at the nature of some of the content they viewed. For its lead story, the Irish Farmers Journal reports that, speaking at the first meeting of the Beef Market Task Force, Meat Industry Ireland accepted that rising prices in key export markets would result in positive price developments. Back in the front of the Independent, meanwhile, it's reported there that Irish pig farmers are experiencing their biggest profits since 1996. The FAI's loss of its biggest sponsor is also covered on the front of the Independent. Three pulled out on verge of new FAI deal is the headline there. And the Times and Independent also flagged the IRF view review of what went wrong for the Irish rugby team in the World Cup on their front pages this morning. Best blames Japan failure on Schmidt is the headline in the Independent. Elsewhere this morning, most of today's papers report on the criticism levelled at the HSE by the coroner at an inquest into the death of mother of eight Margaret Callaghan, in which it was reported that it took an ambulance 71 minutes to reach her from Letterkenny University Hospital at her home 2 kilometres away. A €15,000 award given to 46-year-old marathon runner Lisa Nagle against Dunleary Rathdown County Council for a fall she suffered 5 weeks before she ran her personal best in the 2015 Dublin Marathon also receives lots of coverage today. Kitty Holland has a piece in today's Times on a Christmas party which Focus Ireland hosted for homeless children in Dublin yesterday. Santa was delivered to Liberty Hall on a Dublin Fire Brigade truck where we're told he gave out presents and reassured the 75 children he met that he will find them in their hotel rooms on Christmas Eve. And finally, a number of papers report today on three Dublin-based eco-conscious firemen who have launched an ethical brand of clothing made from 100% organic cotton, hemp and recycled fibres. Friends Neil McCabe, Stephen O'Reilly and Damien Bly got the idea to launch their grown range of clothing when they were out surfing on the west coast of Ireland. They have a stall at the Gifted Fair at the RDS this weekend, and for every item they sell, they pledged to plant a native tree.